This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, June 3. Miss Sabrina's Home. Our reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now if the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I don't need you," and the head cannot say to the feet, "I don't need you." On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Now eagerly desire the greater gifts. Romans 12, verse 13. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Miss Sabrina has raised 4 children. Her daughters work in medical professions, and her son serves as a police officer in a nearby suburb. Her mom and sister come to church with her, and her extended family gathers regularly for reunions. She has a special family, but her family and her home extend much further. She calls her house in the Roseland community a home of refuge. She has taken in young women who have needed housing, stability, and the wisdom of a woman who has been through some things. She has created her own application process for residents to come and live in her home, including a referral from her pastor. But in her home, which she purchased and rehabbed in partnership with Hope Christian Reformed Church 30 years ago, she has housed young, single moms and their children. She has made room for a sister of hers who was in between jobs. She has rented a room to women who were ready to move out from our shelter for women and children. In the practice of Christian hospitality, bonds form and a family is created. Where are the places and who are the people who have formed bonds in your community? Which coffee groups, basketball leagues, men's groups, and shared living spaces have been like Miss Sabrina's home of refuge? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for places of refuge where hurting people can find comfort and peace. Bless people who open their homes and hearts, creating safe havens of your love and healing. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. sign up at todaydevotional.com.